War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. Things are happening. Our crew is doing some experimentation in the background here. I guess you don't need to know about it. Magic of television and all that. Welcome back, folks. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, brought to you, of course, by thealexjonesstore.com. Go there to keep us on the air and in the fight. There's some crazy stuff happening, I'm telling you. They're doing some ill-advised experimentation here. Could look cool, but it's melting down. We're all melting down here. Kind of looks crazy. I kind of like it. I don't know what's happening, but it's definitely happening. All right. Well, yeah, things are going crazy. This is not intentional. We're not trying to put a bunch of me's in the background, but bear with us because literally the operating system we use is melting down a little bit. And just before we went live, all the screens behind me were like flickering on and off, which is why I started saying that. So contribute to our fund to get a new TriCaster at thealexjonesstore.com. But no, of course, that's actually one of the exciting things about our new refurbished, re-ignition of InfoWars is we're going to get all new equipment. And won't that be fun? This looks crazy. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll fix it. Do we still have John? Is John still on with us?
Yes. Sir.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
All right.
Yeah, we were talking about,
memory. I know memory. Okay, I remember that.
Okay. Let's go down memory lane to memory TV. So memory TV is actually supposed to make Middle Easterners look bad. It's part of this whole like psyop that the Middle East is just basically backwards and should just be killed, destroyed or whatever. And so in the process of trying to make the Middle East look bad, inadvertently, a bunch of their videos that they uploaded started going viral because it made the Middle East look hilarious, made the Middle East look cool, made the Middle East look like pretty clever and pretty advanced in certain ways. So they kind of stopped the memory project and started taking down their own stuff. But a lot of those videos, if you did, spend your time keeping up with that stuff, it was breaking down in detail all the advancements of the Iranian military. And Harrison, you remember I told you a while ago, hey, if they want to go to war with Iran, the window of opportunity is really closing because when Russia and their neighboring country, Georgia, had their little war, the Israelis are the ones who sold all the drone technology to the Georgians. So all the drones in Georgia were Israeli drones that they were using against the Russians. Now, the Russians sold the anti-air missiles, SAM-300, surface-to-air missile 300, the S-300, to Iran. And so the Russians and the Israelis did a deal back then where the Israelis gave all the specs and like frequency information so that the Russians could neutralize the use of all those Israeli drones in the Georgia conflict in exchange for the S-300s, the anti-air weapons sold to Iran, being unable to target Israeli jets.
Whoa.
And this was an opportunity to do a huge war with Iran. If they wanted to do one, that would have been, a logical time. Well, since then, the Iranians back engineered that equipment, discovered this, that Russia two-timed them back then, fixed it, and made their own homegrown version that's far, far superior. And now they decided to invade Iran. Well, it's a horrible, if you know anything about the situation, you know that their technology has advanced way beyond what it used to be.
Yeah. And some of the missiles that we're seeing are like stuff we've never seen before. And again, how did we know this, John? How did we know this? I mean, I know it because you knew it, and you knew it because I assume you like read it on Telegram, right? It's like, how are we more informed than the Pentagon? Like that, I don't believe that's the case. It almost has to be that they're just lying about it and that they're getting us into a conflict that they know is not going to go well for us, which just begs the other question of why we do that. But like, how is it that you and I were more accurate about the armament of Iran than the leaders of our country or Israel?
Right. And that reminds me of that whistleblower, CIA whistleblower, John Kiriakou, who said that he was in the CIA. He knew a lot of very qualified people who were higher ranked than him, career CIA guys who had amazing, you know, resumes. And then John Brennan comes out of nowhere with basically no resume and just gets put right at the top. Hmm. And his whole agenda is like completely disconnected from what would actually be the proper agenda of a true CIA leader. And they got their own, you know, deep state, globalist, antichrist, new world order agenda. And they're implementing that. Well, who's making this decision to put this random guy in charge of the CIA who literally knows less and is far more morally compromised than the actual people who should get that job? Same thing with the FBI. They put people in charge of the FBI who have no business being in charge of the FBI. The rank and file of the CIA, the rank and file of the FBI, they know what they're doing. They're professionals. Same thing with the Pentagon. There's no doubt about it that, you know, that's what's going, that the, there's no way that the Pentagon knows less than we do. There's no way. So what is going on here? Well, I think that they are, I think that Donald Trump is extremely, you know, unfortunately, hard-headed and stubborn. And I think that he basically made up his mind that America could do it. And then he's lamenting the fact publicly now that the American public doesn't have the stomach to take the casualties necessary to achieve total victory in Iran. And he's public, he's basically publicly admitting that. So then, you know, you would ask yourself, well, if the public support isn't there to fully commit to achieve this plan you've had since the 80s, then why would you do a half-baked execution that is, you know what I mean? It's just, well, obviously he told a bunch of people he was going to do this. And these people are probably in large part the reason why he's the president now is because he offered this deal. But he is 100% on board with this. He thinks it's, he envisioned that this was going to be glorious. This is going to be great for the world and great for America. He truly did believe that. And Harrison, you know, you've known me my entire, you've known me since middle school, man. We have seen this time and time again where the Jewish-controlled media of the West, Maxwell made the textbooks for America. He's a Mossad agent, okay? So this Israeli-controlled or Talmudic Jew, you know, again, I have lots of Jews that we love. I don't want to be, I don't want to make it sound like I'm anti-Jew. It's important for people to understand there's millions of Jews who live in Iran right now. There's millions of Jews who are pro-Iranian government. And this is, so when they frame this as a religious conflict, that it's just that Iranians just want to kill all the Jews. Why don't they start killing the Jews in Iran?
Right.
If they want to kill all the Jews. Okay. So that's not, it has nothing to do with that. Nonetheless, we got people like Maxwell who have put the Western man in a bubble. You guys were not informed that Israel was defeated by Lebanon in 2000. You guys were not informed that Condoleezza Rice and George Bush led a huge invasion to destroy Hezbollah in 2006. That was a total failure. You guys were not informed that ISIS was made specifically to attack the resistance against Israel and that ISIS is a tool using CIA-created Wahhabi radical Islam out of Saudi-funded mosques and that they had Saudi-funded mosques all over the EU, that they radicalized thousands and thousands of youths and sent them to jihad against the enemies of Israel all over Europe. And all we hear about is the rapes in Europe. All we hear about is the terrorist attacks in Europe. But you don't, well, we don't hear that the governments of Europe themselves are absolutely complicit in this and are using their own countries as a staging ground and a training ground and a radicalization hotbed to generate jihadis, right, to jihad against the resistance of, against Israel. They're 100% complicit in the creation of ISIS, and that all of this was happening right under our nose. And they don't tell you guys that's this in the West. They think, they want you to think that you're in a holy war against Islam when geopolitically the United States has been on the same page, on the same team as ISIS. Right. And the only form of Islam they don't like is the form of Islam that resists Israeli imperialism and, unfortunately, American imperialism, which our generation has had enough of. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And again, I don't want to get anyone pissed off by saying this. I welcome any debate on this. Trust me, you're not going to win. I'm going to be completely blunt with you. I got all the facts to back this up. You're not going to win a debate on this. I know if this offends you, you need to pop out of your bubble. You know, me and Harrison's generation is the single biggest cohort in demographics of the United States right now. And we know that the system is rigged against us. We have no doubt in our minds. For us to have any sense of success is nearly impossible. The average age of owning a house has been pushed back year after year after year after year. And now the new kids coming up, it really looks dark for them. And you know, me and Harrison care about this country and we care about the kids. And we care about the future. And that's why we care about this stuff. It's not because we're anti-American that we don't want American imperialism. And anyway, if me and Harrison were in charge of American imperialism, it would be going a lot better anyway.
Yeah, we'd actually benefit from it.
Yeah, we'd benefit from it. This is incompetent American imperialism. I don't want America to lose control. Look, people need to understand, if America loses control of the Middle East, the petrodollar is dead. If the petrodollar is dead, then it's going to be BRICS. And BRICS means America is no longer the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency. And when that's the case, the dollar will be valued like any other currency in the world, which is you take the number of dollars in circulation divided by the value backing it. And that calculation is how every other currency is valued except the dollar. As soon as you run that formula on the dollar is worthless because they've been printing so many and there's so many dollars in circulation. And what's backing it is not enough that the value per dollar will basically go to zero. And the only reason why the dollar is not zero is because the world reserve currency, that international settlement of accounts, the SWIFT monetary system is all based on the dollar.
Okay, but so on that note, because you're exactly right. I mean, is the Iran war not a necessary action? I mean, if we need to keep the dollar as a reserve currency for our nation to continue to survive, I mean, you know, I know that is an argument some people use for the war in Iran. What would you say to that?
Well, they've only accelerated their own demise because I've been advocating for a completely alternative strategy, which is that the United States needs to take the premier role in the hearts and minds of the world as the executor of international law. And then no one can supplant our number one position in the world. If we go around the world and we treat everybody fairly according to international law, that we use our military to enforce international law, that when the UN says, hey, you got to stop doing something, we come in with our military and we make it have teeth, then we would be loved and invited by everyone. If we go into countries and we help them, then we would stay as the number one power. And we could be that, you know, God's instrument on earth. Instead, you have people thinking that China is a better partner than the United States. And that's entirely our fault. And this Machiavellian concept of, you know, zero sum game, that we need to take advantage of them and we need to put them down so we could be up. That is the wrong mentality. We need to really, you know, have a come to Jesus moment. Understand that when you, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, you can't constantly come in and try to put people down. And then with the rise of technology on the other side of this equation, you know, trying to win by brute strength and brawn or financial isolation on our opponents is just not going to work. And it's a product made to crumble. The people in charge, the people who run this empire, are publicly talking about that it's actually the modern day Rome and that they're going to collapse it and they're going to move their headquarters over to the other side. And so the people running this empire are running it into the ground intentionally. And that's why we really need a groundswell of true American patriotism to come up. And just like I always tell people, we grew up saying the Pledge of Allegiance. What did we say? Liberty and justice for all. We swore a Pledge of Allegiance daily as kids. Liberty and justice for all. Does that not include Palestinians, Lebanese, Iraqis, Cubans, Venezuelans, North Koreans, Chinese, Russians, Iranians? Are they not included in for all? What a joke. You know, people got to wake up. And then Hulk Hogan, I'm a true American. I fight for the rights of every man. What happened to that? So, you know, what is it being an American?
You're exactly right, because you look at the way America acts overseas, and I used to say this all the time, and I still think it all the time. It's just like, what did they do to us? How did they do this to us? Like, what have we become? Because we are not the America that we should be at this point, and we are being led around by people that do not have our same beliefs. They believe in collective punishment. They believe in punishing the son for the sins of the father. I mean, they are brutal, they are inhuman, and they are anti-American. Why are we serving them? Why are we not enforcing our morality on them? Ours is better. Ours is the superior morality, and yet we are subservient to them. It's ridiculous, and it's shameful, and it exists only because of this subversion and trickery that takes place, because if it was a matter of brawn, we wouldn't take, you know, crap from anybody, but we do, and we don't need to. It's so frustrating. And you and I have been saying this since October 9th, 2023. America should be the referee. We should be the one who comes in and goes, you sit down, you sit down. If either one of you moves again, you're going to have to deal with me. That should be our role. I don't want to be the world police, But right now, we are the world police, only we're on the side of the bad guys. So it's like, wouldn't it be better if we did things to benefit the people of the world, benefit the people of the Middle East? Because, and again, this goes to what you're talking about, the mind washing, the brainwashing, the mind control that especially older people in our country have been saddled with. And it really is one of those things where as soon as you hear them say, you know, one of these slogans, one of these phrases, you just go, there's no hope here. Like, if we're talking about the Iran war, we're talking about what's happening in Gaza, and the person just says something like, well, you know, they chant death to America. And it's like, okay, we're done. We can't talk anymore, because I can tell you have been radicalized to think that we are in a religious crusade struggle against the evil forces of Islam, and there's nothing I can say to combat that, even if I agree with them. Even if I say, I agree with you, we should be fighting Islam, here's why what we're doing is contrary to that goal, it still doesn't matter. The brainwashing is too deep. Talk about that a little bit, John. Just the brainwashing that people are under, and how we talk to people who genuinely feel like we are in a religious war against Muslims, and that if we aren't on the side of Israel, then we must be on the side of those darn sand people.
Yeah, exactly, man. So the most obvious thing is, you know, if you go on Wikipedia and it has any analysis of any battle, any conflict, any war, it'll list the belligerents on either side. It'll list the flags and the countries of the people on this side versus the flags and the countries and the people on that side. Just go look at that flag breakdown, and you're going to see the United States is on the side of many Islamic governments that are not good. Saudi Arabia actually still crucifies people, and is not a good place for Christians or even an atheist, you know, or definitely not a good place for a Shiite Muslim. And so, you know, this idea that we are against Islam is part of their psyop for phase two. They have multiple phases that they're planning. If it's up to them, they would eliminate the Muslims that are not controlled by a central leadership out of Mecca, out of Saudi Arabia, and the Islamic cleric, sheikh or imam or the grand mufti of Mecca, because he's the custodian of the holy site. A lot of people don't know this, but it's like the Pope. It's actually worse than a Pope, because in Sunni Islam, they actually teach that even in your mind, if you question for 1 second the teachings of this guy, then you're going to hell forever, which is the telltale sign of a cult, that they tell you you're not even allowed to question in your mind or you're going to go to hell forever. And so these guys, this is the only form of Islam that they want to exist. This is a Western-controlled form of Islam. And so the Shiites and, you know, the more moderate forms of Islam, they don't want that. They don't want that. They're actually working to eliminate that from the earth. And so, they have a plan for a global war of a crusaders versus a caliphate. And that's going to be the huge war to divide the people, then bring about the Antichrist who will make peace between these two factions. That's really what this is all about, is they're trying to eliminate the loose ends. That's the perfect phrase to explain to people what's going on here. Why are they hell-bent on destroying these certain countries and these certain denominations? What's the deal here? If they really cared about Islam, they would attack Saudi Arabia. They don't care about that. They love Saudi Arabia. They love these other guys, because as soon as the Antichrist comes, those people are lined up, ready to go. They're going to follow exactly in line for one world government, one world religion. The people who are not lined up for that are the traditional Catholics, who the Vatican is not really cool with them. I mean, right now, this current Pope doesn't seem too bad, but traditional Catholics have a lot of problems with their leadership. They are being treated somewhat bad by their leadership. Traditional Catholics are not likely to go with one world religion. Traditional Orthodox, not likely to go with one world religion. Real traditional Muslims are not likely to go with one world religion. And real Jews are not likely to go with one world religion. And those are the people they want to eliminate. So there is a religious aspect to this, but it's very complicated because it's about control. They are using religion for control. They don't actually care about the theology, except as far as will you be lined up for one world religion? Will you be lined up for the Antichrist? Now, God is the true judge. God is the true one in control. We have a friend named Conrad, who me and Harrison are hopefully going to have on and talk to. He's interviewed personally a lot of people about World War III prophecies. He's somewhat of a World War III prophecy expert, and he knows his stuff. And when we talk to him, we're going to figure this out as far as what is God's plan in this? How is God's vision actually what's going to happen in what's coming. And remember, the prophecies, the Orthodox prophecies said that you'll be drinking coffee one day and you'll hear Israel hit the Iranian nuclear facilities. Bam, it happened exactly like that. Step two, they said Erdogan is going to be replaced. Now, Erdogan has come out and taken a very strong stance saying he'll jump in the war on Iran's team in a heartbeat because they're activating the Kurds against Iran. And this guy hates the Kurds. He views them as terrorists. They're listed as terrorists in Turkey. And so he's like, if you guys activate these terrorists with big support from America, I'm done playing Mr. Nice Guy. I'm going to jump in on the Iranian side 100%. So Erdogan is biting the hand that feeds him. You know, the people who put him in power, people who armed him, people who established him. He's turning on them. But he's getting too big for his britches, right? So he's going to have to be replaced. And so that's exactly what the Orthodox prophecy says. When he gets replaced, eventually he will cross the line against Russia and against Greece, which will trigger Russia to actually cause a huge World War III around Constantinople, now called Istanbul, the Bosphorus Straits. And these are Orthodox Christian prophecies of World War III. These plans, these futures that I'm discussing are not in the minds of the AI. It is not in the minds of the elite. It's not in the minds of the Pentagon. It's not in their minds. The God is leading them to a great delusion. They cannot foresee the true future. Their vision of the future is a delusional vision of the future. And if you have any doubt in what I'm saying, just remember that five aircraft fell down today, that they're flying Black Hawk helicopters and A-10 Warthogs from the Vietnam War era right over the top of a country that has some of the best air defenses proprietary in the world. And don't tell me they're not delusional. They're absolutely delusional. And even a basic, even a Vietnam War era general would have known not to do this. A guy in his 80s from the gas station would know not to do this. So they're absolutely delusional. As the Bible says, they'll be given over to a great delusion. They do not know what the future is. And World War III, they're not God. It's important for people to understand. They play God, but they're not God. World War III is going to be a great humbling of the elite of the earth, and it's going to be an elimination of their power in order to fulfill what the gospel says, that the gospel of Christ will be preached to the four corners of the world before the Antichrist will be allowed to take power. Because spiritually speaking, it is once the Antichrist takes power and they have one world government, the prison planet is made. They close the door on the prison planet. The people born in that time, people born and raised during that time, will never hear about Jesus. They will never have an opportunity to be saved, and they will never have even the chance to even think about it, because the system, the AI God that will run everything, would even be able to read your facial expressions and determine anybody who could preach the gospel will be eliminated. In fact, you'll have to worship the image of the beast in order to participate in commerce. And as soon as you worship the image of the beast, you open yourself up to demonic possession. So they are planning on making Christianity 100% impossible to even exist. Outlawed entirely. And so in order, spiritually speaking, for that to be allowed to happen to the earth, first, Jesus has to be preached to the four corners of the world, which has not happened yet. There are millions of people, hundreds of millions who have never heard of Jesus, who have no way to believe in Jesus. And God is not going to allow them to do their plan, which is to roll out the Antichrist in the prison planet as fast as possible. It's not going to be allowed. World War III is going to be a very short war that afterwards there will be a boom of Christianity, a massive spread of people believing in Jesus. And we will, according to the prophecies, have a 40-year renaissance before they actually can roll out the Antichrist. Why 40 years? Why is it 40 years in the Bible? Probably because that's when people's memory fades. That's two or three generations. And then people can be fooled into worshiping the devil because they will have forgotten everything that God did for them in World War III. Now, this is very complicated stuff. This is very deep stuff. We're going to have to, you know, have a whole episode or a whole thing about this. You know, I'm going over it really fast because we don't have a lot of time. But I just want to remind people that God's in charge. These people are delusional. This is not being run properly. And, you know, we need to take our country back at the end of the day, though.
Amen. Wow. Incredibly powerful stuff. That's Lebanon John. Follow him on X at Lebanon_John. That's Lebanon_John. Of course, it's kind of a misnomer, but because he's American, he was born in America, his parents are Lebanese, and he pays attention to what goes on in the Middle East, as you can obviously tell. He, of course, is my co-host on Moonbase Live. You can follow us on X at Moonbase Live, or moonbase.show. We're on Rumble at Moonbase Live. And we will be doing a big episode this week with Conrad. We'll be getting into all of this. Thank you so much for being here with us, folks. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter. And we'll see you on Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric. Supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.